a relatively quiet night, but your sleep is troubled. No wonder. Your engaged wife is pregnant, and not by you. Although marriage is foreign to us, we've seen this phenomenon of betrayal and jealousy so many times among humans. It can't be easy for you to think that Mary has been unfaithful. And while she has not been, certainly no one could blame you for thinking that way. You've handled it well, Joseph. Since in your culture, engagement is a form of marriage, you've sought a righteous divorce. But you've done so quietly, discreetly, very considerately of Mary. But you still have troubled sleep. Well, my friend, I'm afraid your sleep is about to get a great deal more troubled. People do not always respond well when they encounter angels. I've been a bit concerned about how you're going to take this. Mary was quite a resilient young woman. I could appear to her when she was awake. But I think I'd better appear to you in a dream. A difficult dream, but it will relieve your doubts and it will bring you up to speed on what's happening. In a way, Joseph, the dream you're about to have will close the loop on a prophecy well over 700 years old. I know because I was there. I was working with Isaiah at the time. My, did he have his hands full. Trying to reason with King Ahaz of the southern kingdom. At the time, the northern kingdom was trying to raise an alliance to meet the threat of rising Assyria. King Ahaz refused to join them. So the northern kingdom attacked, trying to depose him, put in their own puppet. Now Ahaz could have responded by trusting the Lord to help, but instead he decided to form an alliance with Assyria, pagan Assyria. Isaiah put it to him as plain as day. I can hear it like it happened yesterday. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all, he told him. He actually offered Ahaz a miraculous sign to encourage his faith, but Ahaz refused. His mind was made up. Oh, Isaiah warned him, there'd be nothing but trouble to come out of this. Assyria would not turn out to be such a good friend, but instead would turn on Ahaz first chance it got. But even so, God promised to intervene and to deliver Israel from destruction as he had so many times in the past. Oh, Joseph, that's what the whole history of your people has been about. Salvation, being delivered, forgiveness, restoration. Well, though Ahaz would not ask for a sign, Isaiah said God would provide one for him. And he said, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel. And before the boy knows enough to reject what is wrong and choose the right, the land of the kings you dread will be laid to waste. That was one of my favorite prophecies. Emmanuel means God with us. By the time a child could be born by any young woman of that day and grow a few years, God would deliver Judah from harm. The Lord would overcome the threat, and God would indeed demonstrate that he was with them. But this promise set off a whole series of prophecies about a coming child. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power. Righteousness will be his belt, faithfulness a sash about his waist, and the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It was to be through a promised child, Joseph, that people from all the nations of the world would be saved. Saved from the folly and misery of their own sins. Saved from the terrible and final judgment of Jehovah. With him, the history of Israel becomes complete, and a new Israel, a new congregation, a new church will be raised up of all peoples, languages, tongues, races, spanning the earth, spanning the centuries. Because you see, he really will be Emmanuel, God with us. Well, God with you, actually. Joseph, I must confess, I've never fully understood why the Lord holds you in such favor. I don't mean you just, you personally, but you people. Mankind is lower than the angels, and yet God has never taken our form or flown alongside of us. Not even we who have scrupulously obeyed him and are as perfect before him as the day we were created, or those angels who had followed Satan and have rebelled. He hasn't become one of them in an effort to save them. What is man that God makes so much of him, that God gives him so much attention? What is man that Jehovah is mindful of him, the Son of Man, that he cares for him? The Lord God made you a little lower than us, and yet he crowned you with glory and honor. He made you ruler over all the works of his hands. He put everything under your feet, all flocks and herds, beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish of the sea. I suppose it's just that very dominion over the earth that makes you special, doesn't it? He hasn't given us dominion. We're just servants. But you he has made rulers over the earth. You rule this place in miniature the way that he rules the universe. And it's that dominion that really makes you in his image. Joseph, do you have any idea, any notion of the great thing which you are becoming involved with? You've had faith since your youth. You believe in God's promises. You believe in the Messiah. You've been looking forward to the renewal of the nations. But do you understand, will you understand how all of these things involve you personally? Your mind is filled with customer orders and collecting bills and paying bills. You've been so preoccupied with getting married, and now all you can think of is how to be brave and generous and in the face of a pregnant bride whom God knows you haven't touched. Yes, God knows, but what about everybody else? Will they believe you've been chaste with Mary? Well, what about your reputation? What will all this do with your business? You worry about her too and her reputation and her future. Joseph, because he's not of your body, you haven't thought much about the child. Well, after tonight, after your dream, you will begin to think about him. And your life will no longer be just about you. From now on, it'll be about him. Joseph, he is Emmanuel. I know that God has been with Israel for centuries, but not like this. We minister in God's very presence, and I can tell you he hasn't changed in all of his infinite triune majesty, and he never will. But we can sense him here in this world in a way that, well, I can't explain it. The highest heavens cannot contain him, and yet he is in the womb of your bride. We can sense him there without changing the slightest bit of his divinity. He's becoming human. He's adding human form to his divinity. God is everywhere, but he couldn't literally walk with you, not before, but he soon will as Emmanuel, God with us. God can never die. And he could not feel or bear his own wrath against sin, not before, but he soon will, as Emmanuel. He will bear as a human the sins of humanity so that those who trust in him can be forgiven and cleansed and reborn. And since God cannot die, he could never overcome the grave personally, not before, but he soon will, as Emmanuel. And when he walks out of his tomb, death will be defeated for his own. Death and all that goes with it, all the crying and all the pain, it's going to be overcome. Joseph, I'm going to do my best to impress myself upon your brain, but will you comprehend the magnitude of what is happening and how you are a part of it? Frankly, that's going to be a common challenge from now on. Many others are going to have to deal with Emmanuel. You and Mary are just the first. Oh, well, there's talk of communicating to some magi. They've been waiting a long time for a sign. And somebody might see us when we gather and assemble and review outside of Bethlehem. But essentially, you are the first. And from now on, everyone who hears about this will face the same challenges that you face. You know, you aren't the only one who's preoccupied with business and marriage. And you aren't the only one licking your wounds, feeling confused and disappointed. And because he's not a child of their own bodies, will other believers comprehend how intimately Emmanuel relates them to God? You will give him the name Jesus, Yehoshua, the Lord is salvation, because that's what he'll do. As the Lord, he'll save you from your sins. Salvation's what he'll do. But Emmanuel is who he is. Will you people understand that in Jesus, God is with you? With you to restore his image in you. With you to build you from the inside out. Rebuild your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Rebuild your world until righteousness covers it as waters cover the sea. Will you people understand that with the birth of this child, God is involving you in all of this, so that from now on, your lives will no longer be just about yourselves. It'll be about him. And his glory will embrace average people, like you, Joseph. Average people, like you. I hope so. But that is between you and Jesus. I'm just a messenger. Hello, my friend. I must interrupt this dream for an important message. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save their people, his people, from their sin. I don't know how much of this you will remember, but try to understand that all this is taking place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Sweet dreams, Joseph.